Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Last week, I discussed how the school system is intransitively stuck in the past tense. This week, I want to talk about how the COVID-19 pandemic of last spring provided real opportunity to reevaluate the existing system and to address the needs to update our understanding of education to the 21st century. We need to put an end to the idea that learning is not learning unless it follows government directives taught by a certificated teacher in a classroom setting. This thinking assumes all children to be the same and in need of academic construction, following a set of guidelines designed to produce consistent results. This is usually understood as having a standard for education. However, advancing such standards is unrealistically based on the assumption that homogenizing individuals of unlimited diversity is indeed possible. This may have been the case 50 years ago when the population was more unified, but this is no longer applicable. The standardization of education created an industry that effectively put the cart ahead of the horse, with system survival taking precedence over student well-being. No doubt attention is given to meeting the individual needs of every child, but this is more a case of fixing those children who fail to properly fit the standard program. I was clearly exposed to this flawed thinking when I assumed the responsibility for the handling of student records this year. While digitizing these paper files in order to bring them to the 2020s, I was reminded of how repetitious, complicated, and irrelevant these records were. This particular set is for a girl in grade 4. I had forgotten this, as I had been using computer technology for over 30 years, and our agency has only kept digital student records from its inception. I question how most of the information included in each collection could have any useful purpose in education. It was like I was looking at a service record for a vehicle, only these records were for real children. Many things came to mind at the time, but I will only mention two. I imagine that had the education system kept up with technology, most of these records would simply have been incorporated within a database with absolutely no need for paper files repeated or updated every year. Synchronizing records using technology makes it far more efficient and much more useful. Recent changes within the system, while a good thing, have only begun to do what should have been 20 years ago. The other thought was that these records are more likely about protecting the industry and justifying the extra cost of fixing students so they can fit or appear to fit the system. The old system had to do this, but modern technology is better able to accommodate learning needs and readiness of the individual child, thus reducing the need for the costly inclusive education processes being advanced today. While discouraged from questioning a child's perceived sexual identity, we continue to provide therapies for learning deficiencies. Perhaps it is time to recognize that the educational identity of the child should also be accepted and provided for in such a way that each child is not made to become something they were never created to be, nor prepares them for their unique place in the world. This is another place where home education outshines a school education. Parents are able to love the children unconditionally and to be intimately aware with their unique educational needs. Home educating parents are not paid more to fix their children, and so are more likely to employ what best serves each one uniquely. In the end, the COVID-19 pandemic did have at least one positive outcome if it caused us all to reevaluate learning and education.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.